Welcome to another episode of Daily Hope. Today we are in Revelation chapter 18 and 19. Now, I didn't get a chance to get a video out for Revelation chapter 18, but we will touch a little bit upon it today and then get into chapter 19. And I'm really looking forward to chapter 19. And before we get started, please make sure you like this video. And if you're not already, please subscribe to the channel. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus, that you will speak to us today through your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So, Revelation chapter 18. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority. And the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. So we're getting a picture here of this evil but unified kingdom named Babylon. Now, Babylon was in the Old Testament. There was actually a city named Babylon. That was a representation of evil. But one of the things that we won't get into details, but Babylon had actually established like this cult religion that had to do with, we won't get into it, but they had established a cult and a religion. And this and that religion is actually a religion, a false religion, a demonic religion, which we can clearly see here. It was a demonic religion that even after Babylon was destroyed, that religion survived, and we can see it through people like Jezebel. We can see it through, Ezekiel prophesied against it, and I think Isaiah as well. Israel fell into that same religion at some point, and God was so mad at them because it's an evil religion. And like I said, we won't get into the details of that religion because that doesn't matter. But it is something that was established. It's an evil religion of old, and here's the thing. If you ever have a chance to study it, Satan loves to copy God. Like why does Satan copy God? Because Satan wants to be God. See, the reason Satan was cast out of heaven, if you don't know this, Satan was an angel. He was a beautiful, beautiful angel. But this angel his name was Lucifer. This angel Lucifer, he wanted the place of God. He wanted to be exalted as God was exalted. And so pride came into Lucifer's life. And as soon as Lucifer tried to become God, just like Jesus said, he fell like lightning. Just like that. And at this point, Lucifer had gathered angels around him that were following Lucifer as if he was God. And so all these angels whose allegiance were to Lucifer, they fell too. So that's why they're called fallen angels, right? So now, because of Satan's influence on the earth, and actually before Jesus, Satan had a lot of authority on the earth. Why? Because man gave up authority to Satan. You know, that's how do I say it? That's how cities like Sodom and Gomorrah, cities like, you know, Nineveh, who didn't experience judgment because of Jonah. But judgment were to come upon the cities, or they came upon the cities because from the time of the garden, mankind, who God gave the earth to us, right? God gave the earth to mankind. So man is in charge of the earth. We have the authority here. And what happens is that when we have fellowship with that which is not godly, we're giving up power and authority to those things. It's in the same way, you know, I think we talked about it maybe a few days ago, but how, you know, to be intoxicated with alcohol, right? You drink, if you drink enough alcohol, you're going to get drunk, right? Which the Bible says drunkenness is a sin. Why does that happen? Because, and then Paul says, you know, don't be drunk with wine, but be drunk in the Spirit. Now that's good right there. Don't be drunk with wine, be drunk in the Spirit. Here's what happens. When you're drunk with wine, or you're drunk with whatever other substance, or if you put another substance in your body, it's less of you and more of whatever it is, right? Like it's what we say, you know, you're under the influence. And so you're not acting on your own accord. You've given up authority and influence to that substance. And this is how nations become so evil, is that they engage, they have relationship with certain things. And what are they doing? They're giving up that authority. They're giving up that power. They're under that influence, right? So Paul says we should be giving ourselves over to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, and this is what it means to be slaves to righteousness, where we're under the influence of the Holy Spirit, so we can't help but obey God. We can't help but to please Him. We can't help but be righteous. Amen? But when you're giving yourself over to things that are demonic, that are evil, that are not good, that are unrighteous, you become slaves of those things, and you can't help but sin. You can't help but do things that are unrighteous, that are unholy. Does that make sense? So, but I know that's none of you, right? All of us, we rejoice in the Spirit. Amen. We are people that are led by the Spirit. But here's what's happening, though. It's the one of the pictures that we're seeing here is, you know, it says right here, the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. The leaders of this world, they've given themselves over to this religion, essentially. So now they're under the influence of that. This is how people commit evil acts, because they're giving themselves over to that which is demonic. Listen, church, there is the heavenly and the godly, and there is the ungodly and the demonic. Two realities. They're both real. And we cannot be deceived into thinking that there's the godly, and then there's the ungodly, and then there's this middle. This is a middle area where I can just kind of hang out and do what I want. And, you know, I'm like in this, you know, limbo place where I can, you know, kind of do what I want, but I want to make sure that I'm still godly. And, you know, there is no balance between the two, okay? It's either godly or it's ungodly, okay? Just like my wife Candace was preaching on Wednesday. It was a wonderful sermon, but she was talking about how this middle ground can really choke out the promises of God. Why? Because we get comfortable, or we get impatient, and we try to make the promises happen on our own, which is not going to work, right? So there is the heavenly places. There's the places that are above. There's the spiritual realm, and then there's the demonic. And guys, there is no in between. There really isn't. There is no this is neutral right here, you know. Making this decision, it's neutral, you know. It's not going to affect you. It's not good, but it's not bad, you know. It's like, what? No. So, all the nations, what's happening? All these nations, they're having this fellowship and relationship with her. She's almost like establishing this religion. It is a copycat. This is a demonic copycat of what's actually going to come with the people of God, with God Himself, right? In Revelation, I think 19, no, not 19. In Revelation, I think 20 or 21, we'll see this great wedding feast. Actually, I think it's 19. We see this wedding feast where the church is finally united with Christ. And we'll read it. We'll read it right now. But this is just a copycat. Satan's just trying to copy what's already gonna happen with the godly people, and Satan's trying to have this with the ungodly. But it's not gonna happen. Why? Because God is a just God. So for the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of fornication, the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. See, it's all based on pleasure and comfort. Pleasure and comfort. If I keep your flesh happy and satisfied, then I'm going to keep you. It doesn't matter how ungodly it is. It doesn't matter as long as it feels good, I have you. That's what's happening here. You know, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues. So this is an angelic call actually saying, please, please come out of her. Like, people of God, do not be involved with this. People of God, do not be involved with this. This is a heavenly cry from the Lord through his angels saying, do not be a part of this system. It will lead to your spiritual death. Her luxuries and her pleasures are not worth eternal separation from your Father. Let me say it again. Her pleasures, her lusts, her money, all of these things, they're not worth the eternal separation from God your Father. That's what's happening here. There's an angel crying out. And here's the thing. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm going to end with this. And I'm going to try to put out another video for Revelation 19. Here's the thing, church. This needs to be our attitude now. This needs to be our attitude now. See, we can't make a habit of flirting and fornicating with certain things of this world. And then once Jesus comes back, it's like, okay, you know, now I'm going to let go of those things. You know, now I'm church. What if it's too late for you? What if you're so caught up in these sins and you're so much in bondage that you're bonded and you're tied and you hate it, but what if it's too late? What if you're already, what if you have so much relationship with that which is not good that you're convinced that it's good? And that's something that is prophesied for the end times. That in those days, you know, not only will men become lovers of themselves, but they're going to call good evil and evil good. And so what if right now you think this is okay and that's okay? And this is okay, and maybe a little bit of this is fine, and maybe a little bit of drugs here, or a little bit of, you know, infidelity here, and maybe a little bit of, you know, videos here, and, you know, and I'm just gonna keep it in the closet, I'm gonna keep it hidden, and I'm gonna put up a good face at church, but secretly I'm doing these things. There might come a point, listen to me, there might come a point where, because of everything that's happened here, that you might believe that these things that you once thought that you... The things that you were once convicted of, the things that you were once ashamed of, the things that once made you feel guilty, because of your seared conscience over and over again, you might actually start believing that these things that you know is wrong, that maybe they're good. And what's going to happen? You're going to lose sight of God in your life. You're going to lose sight of God in your life. And so when these end times come, it's not that you don't want God. It's going to be, well, you're going to be deceived in thinking that you're okay and you're fine, and you're not going to be fine. Why? Because you're not going to come out. You're not going to come out of this world system. You're not. You're going to be a part of it and you're going to think it's okay. You're going to be deceived because you don't know the truth. Church, we have to know the truth today. We have to stay faithful to him today. We have to say no to those things today. Amen? And listen to me. There's a lot of giants out there, whether it's a drugs or the giant of pornography or the giant of media corporations that have an agenda behind shows and movies they make. And I'll end with this. This is, you know, my personal conviction is, man, like, I, in my younger days of Christianity, I thought, oh, that's okay. I know that's okay. I know I it's not that bad, and I know that stuff has no power. And but lately this year, especially after the pandemic, I'm really reconsidering. Is this movie worth the entertainment if it's gonna go right into my heart? Is this TV show worth the entertainment if it's gonna put something between me and Jesus? Is this show or movie worth me later having to repent or having to be like, man, I gotta cleanse myself of, oops, I have to cleanse myself of what I just watched? And I'm not even talking about things that are sexual or vulgar. I'm just saying, like, there's agendas. There's demonic agendas that want to change your mind. Why do they want to change your mind? Because they want you to believe that what God says is evil is good. They want to show you, look, this is good. Even though the Bible says this is evil, we're going to package it in a movie, package it in a TV show, and show you, no, this is actually good. And media is so powerful because it goes right to our heart. We can't unwatch, unsee, and unhear what we've just fellowshipped with. Amen? You guys remember my Netflix analogy? If you haven't, if you didn't watch it, I don't know when I did it, but when I was saying that most of us have a better relationship with Netflix than we do with Jesus. I'm not saying most of us as far as the church goes, but I'm talking about the world, right? So anyways, what am I saying? Church, we have to be faithful to him today, okay? And here's the thing. This whole idea of Babylon and this system and this world system, this is all this is that we're seeing here in Revelation. It's already happening today. In Revelation, all it is going to be on a grander stage and more exposed. Does that make sense? But this religion and this system, it's already happening today. There's already an agenda. There's already, you know, nations and kings and peoples that are fornicating with this evil. Does that make sense? How do we know that? Because we see so much evil in the world, right? And it's not because, and listen to me, it's not because it's God's will for evil things to happen. It's because God gave us this world and say, here, take care of it. And mankind is the one who's choosing the wrong path. But, the righteous ones will prevail, amen? And that's me and you. That's me and you. We're going to prevail through the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. All right, I'm going to stop because I can keep going forever and ever. And we're not. We're going to end it right here. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Help us to stay faithful to your word, to your presence, to your truth. Today, Lord. Today, Lord, we need to be faithful to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Listen to me, church. If we're going to be the church that stays faithful to him, if we're going to be the church that actually that overcomes the enemy, we have to give up influences in our life that are ungodly. We have to give up TV shows and movies that are ungodly in our life. We really do. I really believe that. So anyways, I gotta stop. Before I let you go today, please make sure you like this video. And if not already, please subscribe to our channel. I want to remind you that people are our heart. Generosity is our opportunity. Excellence is our spirit. Smiling is our favorite. And Jesus is our Lord. We'll see you tomorrow for... Whoa, what did I click? We'll see you tomorrow for Revelation chapter... Or not tomorrow. We'll see you later. I'm not sure when, but I'm going to do a video for Revelation chapter 19 because it's a good one, right? So have a wonderful, wonderful day.